Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And if you're trying to think what to get your pets for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever holiday
you
celebrate.
Well, this isn't just for pets. This is for the pet lover.
Oh, you're going to have the big list today, right?
Yes. This is for the humans.
You're very excited about this.
I am.
See that
there's
right
just so many cool things out. And we're going to take a couple of weeks and do them for the next couple of weeks.
I don't think I've ever seen you this excited here.
Oh, it's just so much good
Any
stuff.
Any giveaways? We're going to have giveaways?
We are going to have giveaways.
Okay, so that's on the show today. You're going to hear some great items for both the pet and the pet owner today. So that's on the way. And in just a few minutes, we're also going to talk to Eric of Eric and Petey fame. And you may have seen this video. It has over 50 million views, 50 to 60 million views.
More than that, yes.
This guy weighed 320 pounds, and a dog saved his life. He went out, he rescued a dog, and the dog actually saved his life. He now weighs 180 pounds. Is that correct?
175 pounds.
Okay. So that's on the way in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, this is, you know, like we were talking about, holidays, time of year. So everybody's either going to jump in the car or, you know, hop on an airplane and go somewhere. But what do you do with your pets if you can't take them along?
Well, you'd have to hire a pet sitter, I would imagine.
Well, you might have to if there's not some, you know, human in your family who can stay home with your fur children. So we're going to talk about ways to, you know, so there's some organizations you can go through to look for a good pet sitter, and also what you need to know besides that to really hone in on some of the finer aspects of hiring a pet sitter.
Okay,
because we also, I did some interviewing of our own Judy Francis here.
Yeah. I was going to say she probably learned something from this, but maybe she could teach it.
Maybe.
Okay, that's on the way in just a couple of minutes. We're going to go to the phones first for your calls. Calls for Dr. Debbie or for dog father Joey Villani, your grooming questions or your vet questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone, Android. So let's go to line 5. Is that okay? How long has that line been waiting?
Do we even have a line 5?
I didn't even know.
Poor but thing, people have been hanging on there forever. We've never answered line 5.
Okay, this is the first time. Well, hello, Louise. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Where are you calling from today?
Royal Grande, California.
Oh, probably listening on KVEC, I imagine.
Yes, we are.
Well, how can we help you? I have the whole team here for you.
Well, I'm going to get a new Siamese kitty.
Cool.
And I'm going to get an Abyssinian. Now, I've had Siamese all my life, but I just found out a thing I never do. But the Abyssinian, I was very concerned because I ran into a lady that used to work for my vet, and she's retired now. But she was very surprised I was only getting one Abyssinian. And I says, well, why is that? And she says, well, do you know that when you, if they have any kind of emergency where they need, you know, blood, the normal plasma and blood that the vets keep on hand won't work. It has to be a sibling of, you know, or a mother, father of the Abyssinian. It can't be just another Abyssinian.
Wow, is that true, Doc?
Well, it's a breed that the type B blood type is more predominant, which is normally a very uncommon blood type in cats. So there's some thought to that. Yeah. So that's one thing. Otherwise, you can always have a kitty blood typed, and a good breeder, especially within the line of the Abyssinian, should be doing that already to be screening.
She sent a swab to Davis to find out because
perfect.
She thought they were, some of her kittens were A and AB.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, so she's got to do that.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the best strategy. But because I'd rather have a little bit of science rather than just say I'm going to have two cats in case one gets sick. Because, you know, you never know if the other cat can actually be a donor. So that could be a fallible way to proceed here.
Well, now, is that true that, but if I was to have my cat spayed now, is there a lot too much loss of blood there, or should I have them bank the blood before?
Not generally. So for a routine, so there's a couple different things at play here, and I guess I should say. So there's blood type related issues with the Abyssinian. So this is kind of a separate thing. And then there's some other inherited blood cell problems. So it's totally a different thing. So there's what we call a red cell fragility problem. So basically meaning that there's an inherited condition that's more common in breeds like the Abyssinian and the Somali particularly, where they can inherit a defect in their blood cells, which causes the cells to lyse or to be hemolyzed. And that can cause a very serious life-threatening anemia. So that's different than talking about a blood type incompatibility. So that too, there are some genetic tests that can be done for these type of conditions. And that's something where I think talking to your breeder about not just the blood typing, but are they checking for that as well as there's another condition called a PK deficiency in that's more common in Abyssinians. And that's also a blood cell related problem that can cause kind of episodes of anemia throughout their life. So that might be a situation where, yeah, maybe you'd want to have blood, but, you know, blood doesn't last that long. So it's not like you can put it in the fridge and pull it out a year or two later. You have to have fresh blood. So I think that's where finding out in advance as much as you can is the best way to go. And then really making sure your breeder's doing good genetic screening. And there's a lot more. And it's not just with this breed. There's a lot of different conditions. If you look, say, types of retinal diseases and dogs, kidney diseases and things like golden retrievers, there's genetic tests that we can actually do to help screen for some of these problems. So if you're really fancy to a certain type of breed, it really behooves everyone's sake to pursue this kind of genetic research. And this is one reason why I know everyone, we all want to rescue and we all want to save lives that are in the shelter. But this kind of research is really important for dogs' long-term survival and making sure we can help to produce good, healthy animals down the road, as well as helping to cross over to humans. So I think genetic testing is really very important.
Yeah. Well, I was told that it's a possibility because the Siamese is AB blood that they could possibly, but that the breeder says she was going to check in at Davis to find out about the Siamese that could possibly be used as a blood donor. But my main concern is it has to be a family member. It can't be just another Abyssinian to give blood.
It doesn't have to be. You know, it has to be a type B blood. So an animal that has B blood cannot tolerate type A or AB blood at all. And they will have very serious, rapidly fatal symptoms of incompatibility. So that means in the course of a blood transfusion, you don't have room for error if your cat is type B. That's where the problem comes into play. So I wouldn't, you know, even entertain transfusing a cat with a B blood type with an AB blood. That is just, it would be setting up for a problem.
I see. Okay.
That's a great question. Thank you so much for calling, and good luck with your kitty.
Well, this portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free Happy Homes. Don't forget, you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear Free Happy Homes, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfreehappyhomes.com. And thanks, Fear Free, for underwriting Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio list, 5 things to know about pet diabetes. November is Pet Diabetes Month, and sadly, it's something that every dog and cat parent needs to know about. Anywhere between 1 in 100 and 1 in 500 cats and dogs are developing diabetes. Since diabetes can affect any dog or cat, I thought I'd share 5 things to know about pet diabetes. To begin with, it's a disease caused by a lack of insulin that affects the level of glucose or sugar in your dog or cat's blood. The glucose comes from the food that your pets eat. The food is broken down into very small components by the digestive system so that the body can use it for energy. Glucose is one of these components and an important source of energy. Glucose is absorbed from the intestines into the bloodstream where it travels to cells throughout the body. Insulin is required for the cells to absorb the glucose. Insulin is produced by the pancreas in response to the amount of glucose in the bloodstream. Healthy pets produce insulin easy, but pets with diabetes don't.
In canine and feline diabetes, unused glucose builds up in the bloodstream. You know, diabetes is a condition that you can often see and identify noticeable changes in your dog or cat's behavior as well as other physical signs. Some of those signs include drinking more water than usual, increased hunger and eating while losing weight. They may urinate more frequently and have a reduction in activity, and in some cases, they may appear to have cloudy eyes. Again, all of these signs can mean something different, which is why it's so important for you to work with your veterinarian to determine what is actually going on. Some of the risk factors for pets include age. Older dogs and cats are more affected. Genetics, obesity, and inactivity are also factors. Next, it's critical that you work with a vet who not only understands your pet, but also diabetes in pets. Like a human with diabetes, it's important that you treat your pet's condition with vigilance and care. Your vet will diagnose diabetes by performing an in-depth health examination and testing your dog's urine and blood as well. Additionally, human diabetes and dog and cat diabetes are very similar. So much so that a dog or cat being treated for diabetes will be utilizing some of the same medication, equipment, and monitoring system that humans with diabetes use. I know many of you will ask if a diabetes diagnosis means a shorter lifespan for your pet. The good news is that with proper management, monitoring, and care, a dog or cat with diabetes can live a long life. Managing a dog or cat with diabetes will often involve blood monitoring, insulin injections, and a controlled diet. Your veterinarian will be the key to understanding your pet's needs, but you'll be the critical component of your pet's health maintenance and longevity. Share your pet diabetes tips on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
Hi, this is Paul Rogers.
And Cynthia Rogers.
On Animal Radio.
Just know that it's going to be all right, meow.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now.
800-793-4880. 800-793-4880. 800-793-4880. That's 800-793-4880.
They say no two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app with over 16 million subscriptions sold? Well, we thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. She's an artist and absolutely a visual learner. She's doing a deep dive into our Babbel wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Malcolm is very much a type A, say it to my face type of learner. So he checks with Babbel's speech recognition to make sure... that accent?
Sur le point.
Keith is sweet. He's a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
Wherever you are, however you learn, Babbel is the best choice to break any language barrier. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. Community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.